Aaron Toe is one of our best mixed martial arts exponents, and he's involved in an event at Event Finder Stadium, actually, on Friday. It's called the High Pull Arsenal X Show. Aaron is from Ngapui and is a five-time ex-FC bantamweight and featherweight champion. But he's up against the South Island power puncher Cody Sione. Toe, who's with us, Aaron, has amassed a very impressive undefeated record under the supervision of UFC star Dan Hooker and City kickboxing coach Eugene Behrman. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Aaron. My name's Dale. It's good to have a yarn with you.
Yeah, cheers, Dale. Thank you very much. I was actually just listening to Mato Uli talk about Kiri Te Kanoa. I was like, oh, hey. He likes that, doesn't he?
He does. I didn't hear him saying, hey, let's give Aaron Toe the seat for Auckland Central.
Hey, hey. If we're going to give it to anyone, Kiri Te Kanoa, I'll stick in that, Mato.
Good on you. Good on you. Hey, congratulations on where your career is going. You've still got the big O there in the loss column, eh?
Yeah. Just kept my head above the water so far. So yeah, just trying to keep that energy going and work it into this weekend, just maintain it.
Tēnā koe. Your second name's interesting, Tozumup.
Yeah. It was actually a bit of a name my mates used to call me to make fun of me when I was younger, but it's turned into an actual nickname now. And yeah, so it's just a pun on my last name is Toe. And yeah, toes them up, obviously, the New Zealand slang for having a good throwdown.
Toes them up, fair enough there. Okay, Aaron. Hey, mate, why did you get into mixed martial arts, and where do you think your best skills are in the UFC fight game, in the cage?
I actually got pushed into martial arts by one of my league coaches. I moved over to Aussie when I was 15, and I made a Queensland Māori's team over there with Richie Puru, and he just noticed that my aggression was going to waste, so he just pretty much pulled me aside. I was like the main standoff for the team, and he pulled me aside, and he's just like, look, mate, like you're good at this, you can keep doing it, but you just come here and want to fight people. He's like, why don't you go and do that? He's like, your energy will probably be better spent, and you'll make a lot more out of it. They pay people money to do this now, and that's how I ended up in the sport. And I guess my best code or best skill in the mixed martial arts game is, I just have that that magic touch. Is when I punch people, they just kind of fall over. So, yeah, blessed with that.
Yeah, so, you know, Aaron's 8-0, meaning he's won his 8 belts by knockout, all but one of those 8 by knockout, including a first-round KO to retain the XFC bantamweight title that was in Oz just 3 weeks ago. So it's a fairly compressed calendar. You're okay to go every few weeks. How often would you want to fight?
Yeah, well, the frequency isn't too much of importance as long as the body can handle it. When you're banging bones against another human being, it kind of catches up with you slowly. But I come out of that fight unscathed and, ready to go this weekend. I'd like to fight as much as possible, but obviously, we all got limits on what the human body can do, especially with recovery and trying to throw bones at people.
Tēnā koe, the kick side of your game and on the ground, how do you go there?
Yeah, so while I was in Brisbane for those 10 years that I was before I moved back here, I did jiu-jitsu and wrestling for that period of time, and so I got all the ground games sorted, and that actually helped me chill out a lot of my bad attitudes, because in jiu-jitsu you can't really be so aggressive. And then once I come back here, I rounded up my skill set with Dan Hooker. I won a scholarship with him and then obviously moved over to City Kickboxing and training with the UFC team there. So, yeah, everything seems to be going in the right direction at the moment.
I'd like to have a yarn with Eugene. It's Eugene's Māori guy, isn't he?
That's, no, actually he's not. But okay. He does come across like that. Yeah,
he does, yeah.
So, I definitely thought that he was Māori, but I think he's Samoan and Dutch.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, because I might be wrong, but I definitely, because I asked him if he was Māori, but he said no. I think his wife's Māori, so he just, yeah. And obviously growing up out West Auckland, just adopted a lot of the Kiwi behaviours.
The gym itself has been fantastic in recent years, hasn't it? It's brought through some real talent, which is being acknowledged globally. And what are your plans? And this is a stepping stone to higher honours, no doubt, and to get on some of the more prominent big international cards, Aaron. So how important is this effort against Cody Friday night?
Yeah, well, this is four of my eggs in one basket, and running around trying to keep them from breaking. So obviously, I'm just here to put us on the map and put Te Ao Māori and show the world like a different side of our culture, which would be lovely. Just make sure that the people that have got me this far, I can pay them homage and respect, and show them that all the things that I've been helped with over my time growing up north and stuff, that, yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, bro?
I grew up in a place called Ahiri, inland from Opononi or Waitangi, so in the centre of the far north-ish. Depends who you ask where the far north is. Not too far from where Kiri Te Kano, he had a house out in Afti that I used to go and look at. It's actually quite interesting hearing Uncle Willie talk about that.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Mia Motu says she's from the far, far north. So
yeah. Well, see, me and Mia are not too far away. We're actually from Whanaunga. She's from out Pipiwai, out those ways. So I'm probably a little bit. Maybe is she further north? No, I think I'm further north than her. So it depends who you ask, to be honest.
Well, that's all Taitukara. It's all Taitukara.
It's like the Ngāpui border, you know? The Ngāpui border moves depending on who you ask.
Well, tēnā, but I didn't hear Willie Jackson offering you the seat for Taitukara, bro.
Hey, he might have to give it to me. What do you know?
Hey, Māori combat athletes are on the rise, obviously, in this sport. Six Ngāpui fighters on the card alone on Friday night. Why do you think it's gaining popularity among our people, Aaron?
I think that with people finally just seeing that there's good that could come of it. Obviously, when I was a kid growing up, the stigma behind being a fighter, especially coming off all the domestic violence and stuff that happened over the last 100 years, and then the culture of street fights that had grown from that, there was a real negative connotation, real bad stigma about being a fighter. It's just more that you had no self-control. But now, obviously, if we can make decent money, we can use these skills and this āhua to create success. We have more of the people that would naturally be in the sport starting to come through, and that's pretty much all you're seeing. It's like if we're all 7-foot Africans, you know, like we end up playing basketball because it's naturally. But if at a point in time it was almost frowned upon to play basketball, none of them would play it. So it just become a natural progression. And obviously now that the world gets to see where the greatest warriors on earth come from.
Like your style, Aaron. Go give them toes up, mate, on Friday night. All the best. We'll stay in touch now that we've made contact and follow your career closely. All the best with the mahi going forward, Ewa.
Thank you very much. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi, Aaron. Good to talk with you and to meet you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. That's Aaron Toe.